Joe Fisher.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
On the Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery Hotline. Thought it was an interesting little tidbit that Frank came up with, that A-Rod hit against David Price, took him deep, but came away impressed.
Yeah, actually, I got a chance to visit with David. He came up in the booth Friday night before his game on Saturday and sat in with me for an inning and talked a little bit about it. He was excited because he was slated to pitch five innings and was on a pitch count, but he said he figured there would be a little extra attention because A-Rod was going to be on the other side. And from what I understand, A-Rod on the first at-bat hit an opposite field home run, and then he struck him out twice. I think he walked him once, and he got him to ground out or something like that. So 1-for-4 officially. David struck out 10 in his five innings,
jeez,
gave up four hits. And I think it's pretty cool. I had read the story off of the Tampa Bay Rays website, and they had talked to Rodriguez and asked him about Price, and his comment was, "I wish he was on our team."
Well,
is there any room up there for him, Joe?
Pardon?
Is there any room up top for him? Not with Tampa Bay right now.
Not at the moment, but I would say he's going to report to the Vero Beach Club and get started with them on a five-day rotation, and they'll just kind of see how it goes. But
it seems like he's ready to go.
I think he's ready to start climbing. He was throwing 95 to 97. He's been clocked in spring training games at 100.
Mm.
So I think they're ready to see if this guy's healthy and can start to make a move.
And Joe, needless to say, Tim Corbin would give his left arm for that left arm, given the events of the past week.
No doubt.
Doors have lost five in a row. The wheels have come off, largely beginning at the mound, correct?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way around it. Lose five by two runs or less, two in extra innings, three when you had the lead, two in the eighth, and one in the ninth when you had the lead, and they all get away. And it's just one of those situations that I haven't seen these guys in a long time. There's got to be a little bit of a lack of confidence in themselves now and the ability to finish a game. And I think they also kind of feel a little snake bit, that the breaks don't seem to be going their way, and that stuff kind of snowballs. And I thought we were going to get through that on Saturday. They got off to a great start in that game, built a 7-1 lead. Florida comes charging back. They take an 8-7 lead, and you can see everybody sort of deflated again. But Vanderbilt answers in the eighth with a big home run. Ryan Flaherty, a three-run homer. They intentionally walked Pedro to get to Ryan, and he hit the first pitch out of the park. And that made them an 11-8 lead, and you figured, okay, well, good, they've weathered that storm. And, doggone it, Florida didn't come back and score four in the bottom of the eighth. And Vanderbilt had to score in the ninth just to force an extra inning. So I'd say they're reeling a little bit. The good news is, now it's a new season.
But they start off in Hoover against guess who?
Well, and I guess there's two ways to look at that. Certainly Florida's going to be confident, but I would believe that the Vanderbilt guys would tell you, okay, we're not going to play in Gainesville. We're playing on a neutral site. They probably don't think anybody can beat them four games in a row. So we'll see. I mean, Mike Minor, I'm sure will get the start, and he's had a couple of, less than stellar outings in his most recent two. Not bad ones, but just he hasn't been his usual self. So if he can kind of set a tone and have a good start, then we'll see what happens. One thing about this tournament, Vanderbilt goes to this tournament to win it. A lot of teams don't necessarily do that. You want to get there. But a lot of teams, they rest some guys, and they know they've got a regional. They know they're probably hosting, so they do some things differently. Vanderbilt, Tim Corbin will play every game to win it.
Joe, my question is, it looks like hosting a regional is out the window. What do you think Vanderbilt needs in terms of victories to secure a spot in the NCAA tournament?
Well, I think, to be honest, I think they probably already have. But I don't think you want to give the NCAA an opportunity to leave them out. So you don't want to go down to Hoover and lose a couple of games. You don't want to give them the opportunity to say, well, they're on a seven-game losing streak going into the NCAA. So, I think just winning a game would probably alleviate any concern in that regard. But, they've been, they're in the RPIs in the mid-20s. They've been ranked in the top 20 all year long. I think they'd be hard-pressed to be left out of it at this point.
All right, Joe. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Okay, guys.
That's Joe.
All right.